put out to the audience that I might want to think about some new phrases, and I should go to the audience and ask for your suggestions. And so we're going to have a little bit of a contest, and if you're one of the ones that are picked, we'll have you on for a brief interview on the show, if you so are inclined. And so you can send your suggestions to Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. That's easy to remember, right? And by the way, if you got one of those spam emails from me, it wasn't me, I promise. We got hacked. And my webmaster is working on that. We think we've got it fixed, but we apologize for any inconvenience. But yeah, we definitely got hacked. So send your suggestions. Looking forward to it. Hey, we have a good show for you tonight. This is the Doug and Dave Intel Report connected to the Common Sense Show. And we're going to be talking about the return of COVID and what we can expect. Oh, and I'm dreading it in Arizona because we've got a governor who's Democrat. She stole the election. We call her Katie Hobbit because that's what she is. And well, her family has noble professions. We'll develop that at a different time. But anyway, it's going to get ugly here. And Doug and I are going to talk about that. But first, I have to say this to you. We have over 110 food processing plants that have been burned down since Biden came into office. And of course, it's only a coincidence, but he's done nothing to repair, nothing to rebuild. And the one thing that I would say to all of you is this. Do you have enough storable food if the system goes down? I don't think you do. Not many of us do. Well, right now, My Patriot Supply has a $250 special off on the three-month emergency kit. And you say, well, Dave, I'd like to get 2 years worth. Okay, order in three-month increments, and you're going to make a ton of money in terms of savings. So you get restaurant quality. Everything is good. You've heard me talk about this food. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, lots of diversity, 2,000 calories per day. You got it. So, hey, take care of yourself. You can get foodwithdave.com, or you can go without food, withoutdave.com. So I hope you go with foodwithdave.com and get your food. Also along those lines, the Lexapure Pro Water Filter. Listen, you've seen the grid down. Doug and I have been reporting on this for months. And the grids are down, and they're beta testing what's coming. And when the grid goes down for very long, you'll be scavenging for water. Do you have the right water filtration system? We do. The Alexapure Pro Water Filter, they published the research at waterwithdave.com. They're number one in the world. And also, you're going to get a great savings. Okay, so go to waterwithdave.com. And then finally, got to say this to you. If we're going to suffer, we're suffering. But if you want to suffer, let's suffer in comfort. Mike Lindell's reached an agreement with my audience. They said, we're going to give you these great discounts that you can't duplicate anywhere else. Most of it's half off. Some of it's a lot more than half off. And all you have to do is go to mypillow.com/Hodges. Let me say that again. mypillow.com/Hodges with the coupon code Hodges, and you'll see all the discounts there when you pull it up along with all the products. So let's suffer together, shall we? Anyway, Doug Thornton, former Marine Corps combat veteran, military contractor. He worked for DHS for a number of years, been at the border, fought Antifa in the major cities in the Northwest. He's seen a lot of it, and we're going to explore tonight the return of COVID and why you should be concerned. Hey, happy holidays to you, my friend. And again, congratulations on the birth of your son. I'm glad to hear mom is doing well. And it's great. You now got five. You got your basketball team.
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, it's always good being on with you. Yeah, mama's doing fine. Baby's doing fine. Just now you got to juggle the life of five kids. You know, we just went and got ice cream, and I'm like, man, I don't even know how many of us are in this car right now. I'm so used to six, now there's seven. And so, you know, the COVID thing's coming back. Strangely enough, right, did nobody not see that coming? I think everyone and their grandmother who died in the last election for Barack Obama, they all know COVID's not going away. Something new is going to emerge. Well, now it is. And now they're blaming it on China again. Which, by the way, before we veer off on this question, did you know it just came out that Fauci is still admitting to funding all the research in Wuhan? They never stopped it.
Yeah, see, he can't lie under oath or he could get penalized. But they'll never prosecute him for what he did with COVID.
Do the Democrats know they can't lie under oath or be penalized? I don't know.
Good question.
I don't know if that affects them or not.
You know, the fox is definitely guarding the hen house, and Merrick Garland is the biggest fox of all.
Absolutely. Well, and once again, here comes the restrictions. Perfect timing. Let's talk about perfect timing for a second. What's going to happen in 2023? We are going to have an escalation of war in Ukraine and Russia. We're going to have a de-escalation in our monetary system because the American dollar is probably going to crash this year. We are going to see tighter food restrictions because we've had over 100 food processing plants not rebuilt. The latest report that I'm trying to track this down, don't hold me to this, but if anybody knows about this, make sure you leave it in the comments section on the Rumble channel for the Doug and Dave Intel report. This last blast from this polar vortex storm, Dave, left 1 million dead cattle across America.
Yes.
There, that's more that we can't replace. By the way, they've already killed, I think it's close to 40 million chickens and turkeys this year and last year. I mean, that's more food we can't replace. And as a small farmer, I understand. I got decimated. Me and my wife, man, we got decimated last summer when it was 120 degrees for like a week or two. It killed almost everything. So we're almost at the point that we're.
Doug, I got to ask you, do you think this is weather manipulation on purpose to promote these adverse situations?
I'm not a meteorologist, okay? And I don't mean to sound ignorant when I say this, but I've been in heat. I've been where it's hot. I've been in 140 degree temperatures before in Iraq. And I've been here in Texas when it's been 118, 119, and 120, especially when I used to work in the oil refineries out in Port Arthur, Texas. But it was like a different heat. You know, it was 115 one day, but I swear to you, I thought it was a 150 when you walked outside. I mean, it was like the heat index was correct, but it's like you walked into an oven when you walked outside. There wasn't enough shade. There wasn't enough water. I could have had fans running all day, 24/7. Those birds were dying left and right. Now, if you think the birds are dying, how do you think the cattle are doing, you know, or the pigs are doing? You know, and the strain that puts on the economy whenever you don't have farmers being able to bring their livestock to market. Now we got to reach out to other industries. Now we got to reach out to other countries. Don't worry, that's where the bugs and the fake meat are coming from. This will hurt us this year. The grain didn't get to grow correctly last year or the year before that. That's going to hurt us. Your ability to feed the animals, that's going to get hurt. The animals themselves, who knows what this year is going to look like. These last storms going on, man, people are saying something's not right about these storms. And, you know, a few days ago, it was 8 degrees at my house. Today, it was 75. That is where people get sick. That's where animals get sick. All right. So, you know, and if we don't have a real good deep freeze that lasts for at least, a couple days, a week, then all those very, very destructive beetles and insects, they all get to stay alive. So there's a lot from the harvest alone for our crops that's going to be affected if the weather keeps getting screwed with. I think it is, okay? So weather modification.
Yeah.
We got the economy.
Maybe we should say something about that real quickly. Project HARP. Covered extensively by Nick Begich in his book, Angels Don't Play That Harp. And he had all the patents for weather modification. And then, of course, I knew one of the signatories for Air Force Owning the Weather 2025. I had a copy of it long before anybody else. We published it on thecommonsenseshow.com. And it's about weather modification and weather weapons. There are weather war treaties. Doug, I'm sure you're aware of that. There are weather war treaties between nations. And so this is admitted to in treaty. We have the patents, And I'm thinking all this destruction. Do you think it's just a coincidence the polar vortex hit us at Christmas to cause the maximum chaos? And where's Biden? Doing nothing. He's on vacation. Where is Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation? He's on vacation. No one could care less about the American people.
Yeah, no. And you know, while everybody's taking their vacations, there's a lot of work that's not getting done for the average day American who runs this damn country. But, you know, the elections are going to be hit. Everything that we see happening right now is gearing us to the 2024 elections. That is what's happening.
I agree.
What else can affect it? Hey, let's talk about things that can affect the 2024 elections and Biden not losing power. Okay, the economy crashing, food riots. I mean, those two alone, man. The economy crashing and food riots typically topple small dictatorships around the world. And then we're going to have the voting debacle that'll happen again. Protests and riots, that'll happen again. COVID lockdown. That will be the real game changer. How much of a lockdown? And by the way, digital dollar. So if you don't know right now, in Washington, D.C., at a Whole Foods store, you have to have their app, their application from their store on your phone. You have to have a QR code to get into this one Whole Foods store. It may be all of them, actually.
Wow.
So thou shalt not shop at Whole Foods lest thy have thy mark. And this is what I'm saying. Like, what else is going to happen in 2023? But we know for a fact, though, and I'm going to keep saying this, and I hope that I'm not correct, but I think war with Russia is coming. All this stuff that we're sending Ukraine, it's being wasted. These people are dying left and right. On average, one Russian soldier death is equal to about 6 to 10 Ukrainians. You cannot sustain that fight. You can't have enough HIMARS, Patriot missiles, Mark 19s. You can't have enough 50 cals. You can't have enough Abrams tanks. And this guy's like, give me your drones, give me your planes, give me your tanks. Screw you, man. Go fight your own war. Zelensky is going to get us into a world war. Nobody can tell you why. Nobody can honestly tell you why we need to get into a world war, why we don't just come out and say, hey, let's sue for peace, right? But instead, everybody wants the war. Don't forget, the Democrats wanted this war with Russia back in 2014 when we were in Syria. And then 2015, Hillary Clinton, 2016, says, when I become president, we're knocking the MiGs out of the sky in Syria. Immediately, Vladimir Putin was going to flatten D.C. with a nuke because he knew it was going to happen to him. And now he's coming out saying the same thing. Now he's coming out saying we got NATO encroaching on us. The United States will not leave us alone. And if anyone launches one of those damn long-range missiles at us, we're launching all of ours back at you. I mean, who knows what missile systems, but probably, most likely, stuff we can't knock down. You can overwhelm a missile battery. It's not that hard. You can overwhelm these things. So these Patriot missiles that we're sending over there, one missile alone, Dave, is millions of dollars. One missile is millions of dollars. And they're going to be using them to shoot down $2,000 to $3,000 drones that Iran can make and send hundreds a month. Well, we're going to run out of money.
That's the idea. Biden's been put into place to destroy America. You can't get this many things wrong and not have it be intentional. You're absolutely right. But Putin made a peace offering yesterday. He offered to resume gas shipments to Europe, but the European Union leaders, who are determined to have a world war and they're sacrificing their populations on the altar of climate change, they said, no, screw you. Our people just wear another layer of clothing, and who cares that they freeze to death?
Yep. Yep. And I think we're this highly technological long-range war that we're having right now in Ukraine, and Russia, because, man, don't cheat yourself, America. Russia knows America's involved. Russia knows the UK is involved. Russia knows that we have our special operations guys, that we have our clandestine guys from our intel agencies like the CIA that are in there, that they are on the ground. They're helping to direct troops, if anything, maybe even helping with indirect fire. So we already are marked as joint members of this war. And that's why I believe a couple things may happen. For one, whenever Zelensky says we have no more meat to throw into the grinder, America, send us your boys and girls over here, the draft will happen.
Exactly. And we need to refuse that draft. My kid's not going. Absolutely. And I know if your kids were old enough, they wouldn't go. America, you're saying no to the draft.
I don't know if they could recall me. You know,
They can.
Yeah, I think even for a lot of us vets, you know, I'm 100% disabled vet, and there's a lot of us that are out there, and I just kind of sit back and I think, you know, even though my body's degrading a little bit, I could probably fight, but there ain't no way in hell I could run a 3 mile, a 3 mile run and do my pull ups and all that other stuff and pass at this point, but. You know, they could still put you in a training situation. They could put you in supply. You know, they could put you in admin, which that would be the funniest thing in the world, is to see a bunch of old crusty infantry guys in admin somewhere, supply. That'd be a clown show. But, you know, could they really reach deep into the barrel and scrape the bottom and get older guys into it? Maybe. You know, but that draft would happen from people from the ages of 18 to 35. They get extended to 40 if they want.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what they did in World War II. It was 18 to 40.
Right. So let's say 18 to 40. Well, how many of these young bucks that are out there that have not signed up for the military? I mean, if you look at the percentage ranks, there's like 3 to 4% or less of the American population is in the military. So there's a lot of you. They don't have to go back to anyone that was a veteran. They really don't. They can start fresh with anyone that they want. And what is the penalty? The penalty will be, well, now you got to go to prison. If you're not going to go to the draft, you got to go to prison. And that's when we should riot as an entire nation together. That would be the times when Doug would say, you know what, I agree with the rioting now. This is not what we do not need to be in a war with Russia. We do not need to be in a war with China. Those wars are coming, but we don't need to be there, you know, on the behalf of Ukraine. If we're going to fight Russia and China, then do it on behalf of the American people who are being affected by China in their attempts at world domination, and Russia, who is assisting China in that attempt at world domination. I give it back to you.
No, you're right. I think we'll be fighting Russia and China together. China is making very aggressive moves towards Taiwan. They're going to continue. They're in this for the long haul, and the objective is to destroy America. And this is what the World Economic Forum and the globalists at the Bank of International Settlements, i.e. the Rothschilds, want. They want Russia and China to team up, destroy America, and then they fight each other. China will win, and China will be the world policeman, and we will have Chinese-style government on this planet for those who are lucky enough to survive. That's how I see it, Doug.
Well, in my mind, you know, I think that we're going to lose the technological war with all the long-range stuff. Ukraine is going to run out of bodies. They're going to ask for ours. And I honestly do believe Biden would sign, and I think Lloyd Austin, the head of Pentagon, I think – and let me give you an assumption. I bet you Congress will sign into an action – that we declare war upon Russia. We haven't done that in a long time, but I bet you this would be the time that we would do it. But if we declare war upon Russia, then that means war. That none of this pansy footing around where a couple artillery shells get lobbed over here and into Ukraine and they do some clandestine bombings into Russia. Nah, man, we're talking about America's going to get the brunt of that as well. And that's where the cyber attacks come from, because immediately upon the same day or week of the United States government declaring war on Russia, expect the grid down cyber attack. Then we ain't doing nothing. We ain't going nowhere. And it's easy. It's not hard to do.
Weifang, in a document released, a transcript release of his speech he made to the Central Planning Committee of the CCP, he ended up this long speech saying, yeah, we need America. We need America for its resources to fund our industrialization. But we're not interested in cohabitation of the North American continent. We will commit bioweapon genocide against anyone that's not nationalist Chinese. So they're race-specific bioweapons. That's in his speech. John Moore had it. I had it. Other people have had it. The bottom line is, my friend, is that China and Russia will be here. They've already got a divisive... let's put it this way. They've already got a plan to split up America. Russia gets certain kinds of assets. China gets certain kinds of assets. And it won't be long until they're fighting each other. And I'll tell you, if you're not looking for exact parallels, but you're looking for general parallels, the show that really describes where we're going is the show The Man in the High Castle. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah, it's a great show.
That's how I see this. Japan and Germany, they won World War II, and America became under the domination of Japan and Germany. But Germany was plotting against Japan. And it's the same scenario that we'll see with Russia and China. And but anyway, let's go to the COVID part. How will the COVID part play a role in what's coming?
I think with the lockdowns, people freaking out, the lockdowns. And don't forget, for a year now, they've said that the next one's going to be very, very deadly to children. So, you know, when the first COVID outbreak happened, it was your grandmother's dying. How dare you not wear gloves and a mask and a respirator and you know, spoke behind a plexiglass. Now it'll be, your kids are dying. How dare you even leave your home? No school. You know, we'll deliver food to your blocks and you can come and pick them up. I don't know. But all I could say is imagine it'll be worse. We had no control of the chaos the last time it happened. They've worked on zero control of the chaos this time. What they worked on, believe it or not, Dave, you may not believe this, but what the government worked on was being more proficient by not being in the federal buildings for the next lockdown. I was there when it happened, when everybody works from home.
Explain that in more detail.
Well, we got nothing done as a government. That's what it was. You're not going to get your Social Security card. That was impossible for people to get done around the country, get anything from Social Security. IRS. That was another really, really hard one. If you had to do Department of Transportation, that was a really hard one. State governments probably operated at a better standard than the federal government, who's always looking for an excuse for a vacation. But if you think about it like this, whenever we get to unplug everybody, then everybody gets affected. And, you know, hey, you can't go to work. You can't make money. You can't pay for this. We'll forgive these debts and we'll push back this mortgage payment and then you won't have to pay this and we'll start putting money into your bank account. Oh, and it's because we created a digital banking account based off of your tax returns from IRS, and that is how we're going to be paying you. You're welcome, your loving democratic superior rulers, your overlords. And that will get so many people to just sit on their ass and order from Amazon and just go, you know what, this ain't too bad. I wish it's going to happen when I was in high school. But the problem is you don't want to sit on your butt not making money and getting paid by the government an allowance to live. You want to get out and live. You want to get out and work. And they want to make sure that you can only provide what they can give. That's where we're headed.
That speaks to food shortages, too. Do you know that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's food shortages, bug increases. That actor from Iron Man, God, what's his name? Anyways, the actor who plays Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I always liked him as an actor. I always liked him as an actor. But just recently, I believe he was on like the Stephen Colbert show. What a loser idiot that guy is. And they're talking about mealworm protein and how he loves the bugs. He loves the mealworm protein and how good it is for you. It's horrible for you. It's horrible for you. Me and Bob Griswold were just talking about this. Like the mealworms, bugs have parasites. There are bugs that lay eggs in bugs. And you're going to ingest that. And then you're going to get parasites. Look at the people that are living in the rainforest who eat bugs because there's, you know, sometimes not enough food around. They have some of the worst parasites in the world. Intestinal parasites. I see this dystopian future that we're headed towards. And I see no de-escalation in the provocations of war. I see no de-escalation in the provocations of domestic disturbances and domestic war. I mean, we're having, you know, domestic bellum at this point, domestic war. And it can only get worse because no one can tell you where it gets better. There's not a politician out there with a strategy that says, hey, we're going to make things better. And if there is, there's not another politician on the other side of the aisle to agree with it. But, Dave, when the Democrats need a vote, they will fly in from all over the world for one or two days to cast their vote and then vacate. And you can't get half the Republicans to show up. So the party's done. So 2024.
Well, the Republican Party's under the control of the Democrats. The same donors, FTX money, Chinese money, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Ronan McDaniel, head of the RNC. That party is finished.
It is the party of George Soros.
Yep.
This is the party of Klaus Schwab. This is the Hitlerian party. This is the Fourth Reich coming. You cannot be a good guy in the Fourth Reich, period. You couldn't be a good guy in the Nazi government because you were a Nazi. You can't be a good guy in what's going to happen in this country by staying in the government. I stand by that statement. There's plenty of you who work for the government who will probably think I'm crazy when I say that, but go ahead and look around at your coworkers, the ones that you know are a little bit whacked out, the ones that you know worship Barack Obama because you see like his little voodoo statues in their corners. You know who you are. You cannot be a good guy in a corrupt system and not have your own morals eventually be corrupt. The government's greatest asset is the federal employees because the government's greatest trick is teaching the employees that the American people are the enemy and they are the government. So they have created a we versus them mentality in this country. And there's many we's and there's many them's. There's no coalition here. There's no cohesiveness. It can't get better. That's why you should prepare. Everyone should be preparing right now for 2024. Or you can be like a lot of the parents who apparently didn't prepare for Buffalo when the winter storm was coming for a week. And they were burglarizing and they were looting. And hey, let me read you something. You're going to like this. Our good friend Tony Barada guy who owns Heroes Nation. He sent me this, you know, that he used to be from New York. So he was telling me about what was going on. I want you to listen to this. A pastor from Buffalo said he's getting reports that they are dragging people out of their cars in the middle of the street and robbing them, and there are increased home invasions. They're not even responding to 911 calls. He lives in the Black Rock section in Buffalo, and a pastor said all night last night and this morning he heard gunfire. It's like a war zone up there. The news is not covering anything of it. His street and other streets in Buffalo are not plowed still, and because of that, everyone can't get out. And if they do, their cars are getting stuck and have to abandon their vehicles. Governor Hochul is asking Biden for money for the disaster, which I think they allowed in order to get federal aid. Yeah, I mean, this is America now. This is your democracy at work. And that's the problem, is it's a democracy. It's not a republic anymore. We gave that up long ago when we allowed the politicians to take us into the direction of the democracy. That's why the American people don't really have a right anymore. They don't have a say in what's going on, because it's now demokratia. It's ruled by the people, by the mob.
Well, democracy are two wolves and a sheep deciding who's for dinner.
Exactly. Exactly. There is no winners. The only outcome of this is subversiveness. That's the only outcome of this. We, the people, are going to eventually have to cross a moral boundary, a moral, ethical decision line in the sand, where we say, we're not doing this anymore. You're not getting my money. Bring your warrants. You know, we'll all meet you in the streets. And it'll be like gangs of New York. We'll all fight it out. Or get your tattoo on your hand. Make sure you know what ghetto you got to go to and report to because you voted for MAGA. And get used to the COVID lockdowns and taking your organs and your kids turning into transgenders and the riots. Oh, by the way, get used to being a bug farmer. That's your future, America. Should you care to choose it? You know, I mean, I hate to be, you know, Debbie Downer every time we're on, Dave, but I'm a realist. This is what's going to happen. Everyone knew in 1929, when Hitler rose to power, something was going to happen that's going to change Germany. And by 32 and 33, there was no going back. The radicalism was in place, the Reichstag fire had happened, and buddy, they took off in a direction that literally would change the history of the world. And then their entire country got decimated and they killed almost 12 million people. Well, I mean, we're not far from that.
Well, you know, here's the thing people need to know. You're being ruled by a party that hates you. I'm not exaggerating. Right now, we have tens of thousands of travelers that are stranded in America. They can't get their bags for 5 days or longer. They're sleeping on the floor in airports. They're getting out of money. They've run out of food. There's a crisis. And where's Biden? On vacation with donors' money in the Caribbean. Where's Buttigieg? In Spain. Secretary of Transportation. Yeah, on vacation in Spain. He can't be bothered. This is the same Secretary of Transportation that went on parental leave the first 2 months of his administration when we were having supply chain issues. So you look at this, they don't care about you. Americans, you are a disregarded entity. China has marked you for extinction. The WEF has marked you for extinction. They don't want to just destroy the government and the country and the economy. They want 95% of you dead. They say so in their own literature. I don't need to make this stuff up. And yet we just, you know, I did a YouTube piece today, Doug. It said, silent majorities cause the death of nations, and our nation is absolutely autistic.
Well, for one thing, you mentioned Buttigieg. That useless reprobate. I never got the option of taking 2 months off whenever my kids were born. I had to take leave. I think the most time I ever got off was 2 weeks. But, you know, I'm just a petty, you know, citizen. This is, man, there's not a good option here. You know, the wait until an actual crisis happens in this country. What are we going to do with this administration with an actual crisis? And, you know, I say EMP a lot. It doesn't have to be an EMP. That's the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, large EMP, massive EMP strikes, because it would be probably 3 or 4 strikes. You know, what happens when the next big natural disaster hits us? These snowstorms are bad enough, but snow melts. What about whenever the big earthquake finally hits? You know, I mean, the big 8, the big 9.0 hits, you know, tears apart one of these nuclear facilities that's strategically placed upon one of the fault zones in California. My Lord. You know, I mean, we're one natural disaster away from not knowing if we're going to make it as a society. And here we are talking about going into world war. And there's another thing I want to bring up. Have you ever heard of the PRISM program?
I've heard the term PRISM in intelligence operations. I'm not sure what you're talking about, though.
Well, it's something like that, probably the same thing. So the PRISM program, or sometimes called Project PRISM, PRISM, for anyone who's interested. I covered this today on my podcast, but the PRISM program, since 2007, actually before that, because the documents were leaked in 2007, but the NSA has all capability, given legal constitutional authority by the FISA courts, to domestically and internationally spy on anyone who is connected to the internet. And anything within the Internet of Things.
Yes.
Every telecommunications company, Verizon, AT&T, Google, YouTube, Twitter, as we've just been seeing recently. I bring this up because people are aghast. Can you believe the FBI was that deep into Twitter? Man, you don't know our government. you don't know our government. I was watching Fox News and one of those felines that they have out there, she's, you know, throwing her cat fit about the FBI is in Twitter and everything. And I'm like, lady, I understand you're young, but do you not know government history? The FBI is in everything, everything. And so is the NSA. And so is the DIA. If you have a phone, the government's listening to, they're watching you. They can listen to your voice message. They read your text message. They read all of your secured messages from all these phone apps like WhatsApp and some of these other phone apps are out there where they say they have encrypted one-for-one messaging. No, through the PRISM program, they have absolute legal authority based off the Patriot Act and the FISA courts to spy on you.
Yeah, let me comment. This is what I know about this, and we are talking about the same thing. PRISM is like the MMPI in mental health, which is a 16 scale, aggregate scale, that gives a person a score on different aspects of mental health, and then you get a total score. Okay, and this PRISM program is set up very similarly, and I've been told this by people in the NSA. This isn't a one source revelation. And what they told me is they said, Dave, you know MMPI. Yeah, okay. Well, it's a lot like this. We score America on, they can't reveal the number of scales because they could go to jail for, it's funny what they can tell you and what they can't tell you. But they can tell me there are scales. They couldn't tell me how many scales or how they're titled and subdivided. But they said there are scales. You get individual score on scales for each citizen and that you get a total aggregate score. And I said, let me guess, the total aggregate score is determines who's on the naughty list and who's on the nice list. And they said, that's their assumption, but they're not allowed to know that. It's compartmentalized. But they said, that's their assumption. That's the PRISM program.
Well, and they say that, you know, Everything is saved. By the way, all your data is saved for 5 years. All of your data, everything on your phone, your Proton account that you think is, you know, locked and tight, everything. The only way around this is to use secure internet servers. Good luck with that one. VPNs help, but, you know, there's always a workaround. And this is the technology of things. Once again, I call this the infrastructure of the Antichrist. You will not escape the system. The goal eventually is to have an iPhone in every person's hand, from the Amazon rainforest to the pygmies in New Guinea to the people, the Inuits that are up in the North Pole. Everyone will have a cell phone. And it's another one of the reasons why I say, you know what? I'm really starting not to like Elon Musk at this point with the Starlink, because if everyone has a cell phone and internet is now reached 360 around the world, or at least at all four corners of the flat earth, then there's no way to escape the Internet of Things, the infrastructure of the Antichrist, and they can get into everything that you say. So every clandestine chat group that you're talking bad about the government, hey man, in case you didn't know this, there's artificial intelligence that the government uses, and whenever you say a series of keywords together, it links that together with that text message, with that cell phone number, probably with your name attached to it, because Verizon, AT&T, and everyone else has to disclose this information based off of Prism. And then you go into something that's called a database. And then within that database is a dossier. And a dossier is every single person in the world connected to the internet. And every time you say something bad, it takes this little piece and it plops it right over there in your dossier.
Yeah, there's another aspect to it too I'm aware of. Let's say that you and I, carrying our cell phones, we move into a 10-foot proximity. We are cataloged as colleagues, like a group of domestic terrorists. That is something that's being done now with physical proximity with electronic devices.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything that we think is there for our good, for our benefit, is being turned against us. Everything. Once again, the only thing that's really there for your benefit is our Lord Jesus Christ. And this world and this fallen technology that we use, that we love, you just can't run away from it anymore. And has anyone else noticed? Try to do anything business related, tax related, health related, mortgage related on pen and paper. Everything's digital, and it's going to get worse. Wait, what? Let me ask you this much, Dave. How controlling can a government be when all paperwork is done digitally, all IDs are done digitally? Oh, by the way, all of your expenses bought digitally, because now it's all on a digital dollar. What can that government do with its population?
Control them. Absolutely control them.
Everything is about control. Everything. From the beginning, and I was reading stuff like this earlier today about the Bilderbergers back in 1954 when they first came out. Everything then, based off the computer, by the way, how strange, the invention of the computer, based off that economy of a society, the ability to control the society in a whole, is what led to the aggregate of control. So we create, think of it like this, we create all the methods and means for you to have access to everything, and because we created it, we create the laws, we create the infrastructure, it's ours, and you belong to it, you belong to us, and there is the completion of the circle of control. How far away are we from that now?
We're already there.
Yeah, try and live off grid. You can't live off grid.
Well, with satellites, they can find you. They have your iris scans. They have your fingerprints. I've been told from a satellite through a rainstorm at 110 miles above the Earth, they can lift your fingerprints and your iris scan to find you.
Maybe.
Not I mean, maybe. There's even DNA connections now with satellite imagery that's not complete, but it's in process.
I can tell you what I know for a fact is military grade. Military grade is your acoustics can be honed in. Mm-hmm. Your acoustics, your voice can be honed in on. And then every person has their own specific heat image, your own specific, your thermal image. Mm-hmm. When looking at your body through a thermal thermal device, excuse me, I'm thinking of night MVGs. When I look at you through thermals, okay, your body profile will appear the same all of the time. So I can then match your acoustics and your thermal temperature, and then I can create my own little threat picture with that and plug it into my AI system and release my predator drones and say, go find this person. Now, it doesn't matter your disguise. And they can see through walls, by the way. I mean, it's incredible what we can do now. You cannot escape this prison planet that you're on. And, you know, I don't say things like this to be negative. I'm bringing knowledge to people who don't know this. I think the average listener, Dave, probably knows a lot of this and understands most of it. But we have new people all the time who come in who've never heard any of this before. So this is for them. Everything that is being created is going to be helping out the Antichrist. Everything. All of it. If Jesus didn't come back, even the elect could be deceived. There'd be no flesh left alive. The Antichrist will be given the powers to overwhelm the saints. Everything that we're doing right now. So when you think about how bad can the government get, well, that's the end goal. The end goal is the Antichrist infrastructure. That's the end goal. And we're going to have an evolution of technology between now and then. And with every single president that rolls in, America gets more dangerous. We don't become more peaceful, we become more dangerous. Did you know America is ranked number 15 in the freedom categories. Hong mm-hmm. Kong was number two. Mm-hmm. We're number 15. Before 2007, we were number two. We are now around the same area of freedom as North Korea, Iran, China, and Russia. Actually, I think Russia is above us.
I would agree with that. And it'll become 150 when digital currency comes in. That'll be the ultimate killer. And you're absolutely right. It's a matter now if people are going to be the silent majority and go quietly into the night. And we're living that quietly into the night period. When the election was stolen in 2020, we didn't need to storm the congressional building, but we needed to be in the streets. We needed to disrupt this government. We needed to stop paying our taxes. We needed to basically do what the old colonials did to the tax collectors. And we didn't do that. We just accepted a stolen election. And most people will tell you, yeah, there was a stolen election. And no matter how much propaganda we hear in the media, and we hear things like the discredited conspiracy theory of election theft, I mean, they always preclude their stories on election theft with stuff like this. But the bottom line is that election was stolen, and the key midterm elections were stolen. It's just absolutely incredible. Right now, we can prove that over 100,000 people in Maricopa County were not allowed to vote who were Republican. For various reasons, can prove over 100,000. We think it's closer to over 200,000. And that's way more than the margin of victory. The machines failed in Republican areas in Maricopa County, and we just are the silent majority. We're silent about everything. We were silent about the lockdowns that we knew made no sense. Making kids get vaccinations now when they are immune to what's going on. Having kids go depressed. Their learning is retarded now because they were locked down. I could go on and on, Doug, and we tolerated it. Having your business shut down because you're not Walmart, but you're selling the same stuff. I just, and we took it. Casinos open and strip clubs open, but churches are closed. The silent majority is the death of us all.
Well, the leaders of the churches need to get out ahead of this, and they need to bring the ultimatum to the government.
I agree, need to, Doug, but you know, I interviewed Jamie Walden yesterday, and Jamie said some of the studies he's seen says that pastors look at pornography once a week, and that's 70% of them. How do you trust the, how do you trust a reprobate to lead a church, much less a movement?
Well, Jamie Walden is a pastor himself.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him have these intimate conversations. You know? We talk about how can we fix this country. In a lot of ways, me and Jamie have the same walk. Jamie took the pastor route. Who knows? Maybe I'll take a route like that one day. I think I have to clean up my mouth. I don't know how that'll go.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. I won't repeat the adjectives, but there might be a few shocked people in the congregation. But other than that, that might be a good calling for you.
Well, you know, it. Someone's got to do it. Someone has to stand up. Someone has to say, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to go the route that God intended. And then you need to be ready for persecution, because that's what's coming. Everything that's happening right now is going to be about persecution of all faiths, by the way. I know we always talk about persecution of the Christian faith, but the goal is to eventually have all faiths be melded into one, and that one faith will be the faith that worships the beast. There will be no Buddhism, there'll be no Christianity, there'll be no Judaism, there'll be no Islam. It will be the ability to worship the beast. And all that will happen after the beast comes, right? So, you know, when we say, at least when I say, the leaders need to get out ahead of this now, I'm not saying go to Washington, D.C. and condemn a reprobate government. The government is going to be struck down by God. Mark my words. We will not get away with the bloodshed. But what the real leaders of the real churches should be getting out doing, not just your pastors, your elders, your brave men and women behind the pews, your prayer warriors, your deacons, your ushers, get out and start calling out the sin that you see and telling people, we need to get back to where we're supposed to be in God. We don't need to be in this government form of worship anymore. And all these religious, and I don't call them Christian faiths, the religious faiths, when they open their doors to everything LGBT, when they open their doors to everything 501c3, when you let the devil come in and take a hold of the pulpit, you forfeited being a church of God. So flee from that, come out of that, and find a church or start a church community in your residence, in your home, in you know, amongst your family and your friends. Because eventually that's what we're going to have to go to. People in America, let me tell you something. Let me tell you about how lazy Christians are in America.
You know what? We're going to hold that. You know why?
Yeah, I'm going to get on my high.
No. I want to go there. We're going to go there in a future show. But we got about 45 seconds left in this broadcast, my friend. And people say, well, I like Doug of the Doug and Dave Intel Report. We know where to find Dave. Where do we find Doug? And if I don't do that now, we don't get to do it.
AmericanVindictusShow.com. The website's back up and running for everyone who emailed me. Thank you. YouTube and Rumble, Amazon Prime, GSRadio.net, Heroes Nations, you know, and make sure TheCommonSenseShow.com and .tv that you're listening to us. And if you like this, please share it with your friends. The Intel Report, the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Rumble's kind of weird, but it's all one word together, Doug and Dave Intel Report. Please subscribe and let's grow that channel. All these are going to be on there.
Okay. We've covered a lot of territory. We're still have a lot of open ends here to fill in, but ladies and gentlemen, get right with Christ. That's number one. Number two, help other people get right with Christ. And number three, do not submit to this tyranny, particularly if they bring a draft. Your kids cannot go. We'll see you all back here next time. And for Doug Thornton, I'm Dave Hodges, and thank you for joining us.